Last, but certainly not least, Emmanuel Garcia, everyone calls him Manny. He is a doctoral candidate at the City University of New York Graduate Center in Health Psychology and Clinical Sciences program. He is also father to an amazing and precocious 13-year-old Gia, and he moonlights on Instagram as a musician, athlete, and foodie.
Hi, everybody. When I was 1 year old, 1 year old, my really cool, bohemian, activist, artist, intellectual parents became Jehovah's Witnesses. I didn't know that then. They only became Jehovah's Witnesses, they became super Jehovah's Witnesses, which means I spent my whole life as a missionary, an uber Jehovah's Witness. So when I was 4, this is what happened. We left Buffalo, New York, where we had a tight-knit family, and went to Alamogordo, New Mexico. If you've never heard of Alamogordo, New Mexico, look it up. That's where they tested the first nuclear bombs. Oppenheimer, I Am Become Death, Destroyer of Worlds, that place, that's where I grew up. and it was rough. It was a rough place to be. As you know, you may or may not know, Jehovah's Witnesses can't do anything. They can't celebrate birthdays and all of the fun things. For me, I'm a nerd, so the worst part was I couldn't really be involved with curricular activities. I definitely couldn't be involved with extracurricular activities. I also like girls and music a lot, so I was in trouble a lot. And so it was a life in New Mexico of a lot of limitations and not a lot of opportunity, a lot of poverty, a lot of violence, a lot of abuse. So New Mexico, although it's gorgeous, it's beautiful, and I'm tied to that land, it was a period of time from 4 years old to 17 where there was a lot of suffering. What that did for me was that allowed me to learn how to withdraw within myself and find strength and find the ability to move on, which I'll loop back around to that later about what I'm doing now. When I was 17 years old, because we weren't satisfied being missionaries in New Mexico, my parents decided we would move to Costa Rica to be missionaries. But for some reason, we moved to Dallas, Texas first to earn money. I'm not sure how that worked out. But in Dallas, Texas, I learned sign language. And this is a really important pivotal point in my life because we were trying to recruit deaf people, so it wasn't the best reason. But I learned a skill. And Jehovah's Witnesses aren't allowed to go to college, or they're strongly discouraged to not go to college. And here I am, a nerd, really wanting to go to college. And what I realized was I could dive into the deaf community. And then rather than move to Costa Rica, we ended up moving to New York City when I was a little bit older, when I was 20. In New York City, there's a lot of work as an interpreter in colleges. And so what I realized is that I could take work in colleges, NYU, Fordham, Columbia, Hunter College, and I could cheat. So from the age of 19 to 29, I did a bunch of work in colleges, and a bunch of work in corporations, a bunch of work in places where I would never meet people that I met. And I was exposed to all kinds of information, all kinds of people, all kinds of ways to think about the world. And so cracks started forming in my belief system and in who I was. One important thing that happened during all this time was, as you know, Jehovah's Witnesses are always trying to recruit people. One young man I tried to recruit was a gay deaf man who was overcoming drug abuse. And Jehovah's Witnesses are super homophobic. And so that conversation left me very unsettled because we basically had to end the relationship. And that led about a year later to me at the age of 29. I was married with an entire life. Failing, meaning I couldn't be a Jehovah's, I was a lousy Jehovah's Witness. I was a nerd. I liked gay people. I was open-minded. It wasn't elegant. I could tell you the details later, and I have a documentary I could show you if you're interested. It was a very unelegant leaving of my entire life. When you leave Jehovah's Witnesses, they cut you off completely. And so the phone number I had in my phone was a contracting agency for interpreting, and that's it. So I don't know how to describe that feeling to you. It's not good. It's a very bad feeling. And here I am, 29. I don't know what to do. That was 15 years ago. I'm 44 now. I think that's the math is right, or 17 years or something. And so the first thing I did was call this place and say, can you please hire me as a staff member? And they don't have staff member jobs. And so they said, well, we don't do that. And I was like, I need you to hire me. I need stability. Please hire me. And they did. I was a horrible employee. I never showed up because I was so depressed and lonely. But I rebuilt my life slowly. Shortly thereafter, I met a woman from the Republic of Georgia who, because she grew up communist, kind of understood me. We had our daughter together, Gia. We're not together now, but we have Gia. She's 13. She's amazing. And she's been my family since then. And we've built a life together. So I also, the big thing that happened was I got into college because the nerd could finally go to school. And I've spent 12 years. It's been forever. I need to graduate already. I've been in college for a long time. I'm a doctoral candidate now. I'll be finished in a year and a half. But that allowed me to rebuild my life. It allowed me to rebuild my brain. It allowed me to be the person that I am, to be here with all of you, to be able to tell this story. And so I think I covered all the points. But the main thing is, you know, now I'm a clinical psychologist. I work with trauma. I'm about to start a job working with youth who have been through a lot of trauma. And now I get to tell them it's going to be okay. You know, withdraw within yourself. Hold on. You're going to grow up. It doesn't matter what your parents say about you. It doesn't matter what these other people say about you. If it's the wrong thing, you know, you can find the strength within you to become whoever you want. And so that full circle for me is important with my daughter also. I'm able to really sit with her and say, I know how hard it is, you know, but it's okay. You're going to make it through. And so failure sometimes, I'm a lousy Jehovah's Witness. I failed miserably at it, you know, but I'm a great, not Jehovah's Witness, right? I'm a great nerd. So thank you for listening.